This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are live from the PetroServe USA. Freedom Matters USA Studios, brought to you by PetroServe USA.
And a lot of USAs in there.
There's a lot of USAs in there, exactly right. And, of course, Candace Owens will be in Bismarck, North Dakota tonight, 7 p.m. I just talked to somebody, said, I want to go. I haven't got tickets yet. Can I still go? Absolutely, you still can go. So get your tickets to the Bismarck Event Center tonight. All the details at freedommattersusa.com for Candace Owens. Talked to her yesterday on the show. She said, first trip ever to North Dakota. So how about that? We are pleased to be joined by our good friend Mike Lindell, who's had one heck of a week. And, you know, obviously this is no longer a secret, but we want to hear about this and just talk about what kind of a country we live in right now. This is just unbelievable. Mike took a little duck hunting break, coming back, grab a bite to eat at a Hardee's in Mankato on his way home, and all of a sudden there's FBI agents. Mike, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Thanks, Scott. Well, I did over 52 interviews. It was the number one story in the world, what they've done to our people of our country. And I want to say one thing. When we were surrounded at that Hardee's, they start asking, you know, I said, who are you guys and what do you want? They said, FBI. I said, show me your badges. I don't believe you. And, when they pulled me to the side and they start asking me questions about the evidence I have up on Frank's speech and asking me about why I fly my plane around the country, I go, what business is that of yours? And they go, you're going to all these states. I said, but now that you ask, they said, I reach out to Attorney General, Secretary of State to get rid of these corrupt machine companies, to get rid of these machines, these electronic voting machines. Well, then they brought up a few different things, but it was all centered around Dominion, the machines, the inside, and then finally I go, you know, why didn't you just, you guys are tracking me down hunting. I said, why didn't you just bash my door down like you did the people in Colorado, like Sharona Bishop? And the one agent from Colorado goes, well, she didn't open her door fast enough. And I said, oh, it was 42 seconds. So everybody listening out there, remember, if the FBI comes knocking on your door, you better do a timer because you got 41 seconds, or that's their threshold. They're going to bash your door in.
Unbelievable. So they first showed up while you were hunting? You saw them while you were hunting?
No. They've been this seizure thing was signed September 3rd. I believe they've been spying on me for probably for a long time. Who knows? They sure want to protect these machine companies and this, and probably the Dennis Montgomery evidence that was sitting in Nevada. By the way, everybody go to DennisMontgomery.com now. We put a lot of stuff up there. All that evidence is sitting out, the terabytes in Nevada. We got to pray that judge lifts the government gag order, and then this stuff is over. Scott, I think they're very worried about this. They finally go, well, I said, have I answered your questions? And my buddy's all paranoid. You know, he has never had anything like this happen to him. And I said, he goes, well, we're going to take your phone. I go, no, you're not taking my phone. I said, you just will arrest me. This is a company phone. It runs all my companies, runs my hearing aids, runs everything. I said, whatever you're doing here, I've done nothing wrong. And then I said, can I call my lawyer? And they go, no. I go, no, I'm calling my lawyer. I said, I don't even know if these papers are real. Then they finally let me call the lawyer, and the lawyer says, well, go ahead and give it to him. But I'm going to announce right on your show, Scott, my lawyers are on the other phone. This is, I forgot I had this call into your show. Probably one of the biggest meetings right now. This is to set the precedent for our country. As I got off the phone, we're suing the United States government. I'm suing them. Suing the FBI, and this is a fact. All the lawyers agree. Alan Dershowitz was on the call. I had every big lawyer you could think of on this call. They broke my rights, my First Amendment, Fourth Amendment. and Fifth Amendment rights. This isn't Nazi Germany with Gestapo coming around and taking people's stuff. So you heard it here on your show first. We're not standing for this. They screwed around with the wrong people.
Does this really surprise anybody? You know, I mean, they have no concept of due process or procedure or any of it. They prove it over and over and over again, and here it rears its ugly, really ugly head again.
Right, right. Well, this is something unprecedented. We're suing the United States government.
I think there's a lot of people out there cheering that you're going to do that and not take this and cower. So I just want to get my head around, you know, how they approach you. You said there was five of them, and you're like literally in the drive-thru in Mankato?
There was three. As we went to pull up, we ordered our food. He said, can you pull ahead? I'll bring the rest of it out to you. It wasn't ready. We pull ahead a little bit, little sidewalk to the left, you know, typical drive-thru, and a car came and parked perpendicular right in front of us, and he wasn't looking at us. And I go to my buddy. I said, "There's something weird here. I've been around the block. I sent stuff. Well, it just wasn't right because he wasn't even looking at us. He just like parked there, and then right at that, by maybe a couple seconds later, another car pulls up right like out of a movie, pinned us in from the right side, and then one came flying up the drive-thru." And pinned us in from the back. So now you're completely pinned in. And I said to my buddy, I said, these are some bad people. I said, stay right here. Or I said, let me handle this. I opened the car, or I opened my door of my truck, and I reached out, and I yelled loud enough for people to hear, maybe in the parking lot there. I said, who are you guys, and what do you want? And he goes, the guy says, FBI. Said, I don't believe you. Show me your badges. He showed his, and I said, I don't believe it. I said, how about you show a badge? And he shows a badge, and I said, what do you want? He says, we want to ask you questions. I said, are you arresting me? We want to ask you questions. And one of the nice things one of the most bizarre things, when they finally said, we're taking your phone, they gave me a piece of paper, and it says, we do not want you to tell. It's your right. You don't have to keep silent, but we request that you do not talk about this and that you keep it under wraps.
Wow.
Because it could be detrimental to the investigation. And it said, if you're not going to comply with this, reach out to Andrew Teterboro, whatever his name was, Assistant Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General. So what I did is I went on my show that night at 6 o'clock and said, here's your notice. I'm going to tell the world. Hey, I hope you're watching, Aaron. These guys,
unreal.
What they're doing.
52 interviews later, I think he's got the message. Why? So they got your phone. Do you get your phone back?
No, you don't get my phone back. And I have passwords to do money wires on there. Everything. My whole business is. I'm talking on a phone, a blank phone, but. My phone had everything on it, for my store, my pillow, Frank's Beach. My passwords were not in a cloud. They didn't allow me to do a backup. It's a complete mess. No, they're not giving the phone back. This is one of the things we're suing. We're not just suing them to get the phone back. We're suing the government. We're suing the United States government. We spent an hour and a half on this call this morning with some of the top lawyers in the world. And I said, I want to sue the government. And they go, well, this part hasn't been done before. I said, well, we're in times where, you know what, we're going to be proactive. We're on the offense. I'm on, Scott, you know me. I'm always on the offense. There's no defense in my world.
Mike, do you think that when they pulled you, they pinned you in, they said, we want to ask you some questions. If you'd have just rolled down your window a little bit and said, well, here's my lawyer's number, contact my lawyer and set up an appointment, and just stayed in your car and not gotten out. They didn't have a warrant or anything. What do you think they would have done? What was your vibe at that
point? They had a warrant for the phone.
All right.
And they had a warrant for the phone, so they would have, they weren't going to arrest me. I said, well, I'm not giving you the phone. Now will you arrest me? And they said, no, we're getting that phone. So there wasn't really an option. I'll tell you what, the bad part, the scary part is, if this would have happened at night, for myself, I would have assumed that they're not FBI, even if they would have showed badges from a distance. I'm in a different space where, you know, I've had all my life different things happen. If you read my book where the mafia came after me for football bets, I've had a sword in my throat in on a vacation in Mexico in between cartel wars. I mean, I've had, and the space I'm in now, you know, as we all know, a year ago when the three guys attacked me and tried to physically attack me, and who, you know, either that was a warning or trying to kill me. I mean, this is, I'm in that space right now, and I wouldn't have believed it was FBI if they, and something like that in a Hardee's drive-thru. If that had happened at night, it would have been very strange.
Hang on, Mike. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break. A few more minutes. Mike Lindell is with us, founder, CEO of MyPillow, and the latest outrageous move by the FBI, you know, a warrant for his phone, for crying out loud. We'll talk more about it when we come back. Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons today. My friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons are the indoor air quality experts. That's right. Mold, viruses, you name it. The schools use these. The hospitals use these. Long-term care facilities use these. And you can, in your home as well, with the help of H.A. Thompson & Sons, have indoor air quality just like the pros. HATandSons.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deals. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pasture land in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. It's the spot, 4 for $4 deal. We call it the inflation buster. Still, 4 items for $4. That's right. That is the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 of those homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. Today you buy any size fountain pops, 79 cents. That's a heck of a deal. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience in Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, 12th Avenue, and I-29. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Glendon, Yulin, Minnesota, 45th as well. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. 21 past the hour. Speaking of inflation busters, you know, the deals that are going right now at MyPillow.com, despite the fact that Joe Biden's economy has inflation year over year, again, at 8.6% increase, and your prices have remained the same, in some cases come down, Mike. How are you doing that?
What was that? I'm sorry, Scott.
I said, how do you keep prices so low with this crazy Biden inflation?
Oh, well, you know what? Because of all the cancellations, we just passed the savings on there. You know, you realize these box stores take 55%. So they, like when Walmart canceled this, when we got the pillow out there for 1988, we just took what they would normally make and passed it on to all our supporters out there. And your audience has been absolutely awesome. One of these things in these times when they're attacking us, my pillow, my employees and stuff appreciate everything. And at my store, these entrepreneurs, you know, your promo code there can be used there too with our coffee. All these great entrepreneurs that have all these USA products I would rather pass the savings on and have everybody get you. That's where you're keeping us in, supporting us, and then plus you're getting the best products ever. What a time for, you can buy all your gifts right now. It's the perfect time. We really need help right now.
Exactly right. So whether that's getting ahead of the gift-giving season or whether that's anniversaries, whatever, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyStore.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Do you have enough information from this, Warren, and what you learned from the FBI agents of what they are investigating? I mean, is this the Tina Peters case in Colorado? Is this... What are they investigating?
I know it's not January 6th because I asked them that. I go, is this the January 6th? Because I said, I've been telling them that crazy committee, that charade, that I want to come there and bring all the evidence to stop this nonsense. And he goes, no, this has nothing to do with that. It could be, I believe it's either it's probably the Tina Peters case. They did ask me when I first met her. I go, you already know that. You're the FBI. I said, I met her at the Cyber Symposium when I met everybody there, everybody that came from all over the country. Anyone in Colorado, that's where I met them. They asked me when I first met Dr. Doug Frank, and I said, when I made the movie Scientific Proof. Scott, this is very much when we asked the whole country to get the cast vote records, I think this, maybe it's a shot over the bow going, hey, we've got to do something with Mike Lindell because he's on to us. I don't know. I really don't know. I've asked to go to that January 6th, even though I wasn't there, to bring him all the evidence. It's more and more that we need to get this government gag order off the Dennis Montgomery evidence, because then it's over, everybody. This is what I've been talking about for a year and a half. And, it's just a shame that they, I think whatever they are trying to do, Scott, I think it's backfiring on them. You know, I mean, everybody's responded. I looked on social media, everybody. And if you take out the bots and trolls, and by now everybody should know what a bot and troll is, where you look on their profile and they have two friends and they're circle, circle, circle. If you take that out of the mix, it's like 95% of all the people in this country have had it just with this. What's going on? They don't want this to be Gestapo, Nazi Germany. That's what the FBI has been weaponized, just like the Gestapo.
One story I need to have you tell us a little bit about is I heard your interview with Charlie Kirk yesterday, and you talked about, some indication from these FBI agents that they were not exactly thrilled to be doing what they were doing in surrounding you at a Hardee's in Mankato, Minnesota. What did they say that led you to believe that their heart wasn't exactly in it?
Well, I started talking to the one Sibley, and I said, you know what? I said, you realize what our country's come to when you guys are attacking citizens and bashing their doors down and attacking companies like MyPillow, and you're all, you guys in the media are protecting companies nobody heard of, like Dominion, Smartmatic, ES&S. I said, this is like Nazi Germany. And I said, and then when the guy made a comment about, he goes, well, Mike, are you sure you can be hunting and have guns, with your past? And I go, what did you say? And I go, you didn't obviously read my book, huh? And he goes, no, but my brother did. And he said it changed his life. And that's when I started witnessing the guys talking about God and being in the biggest revival for Jesus Christ ever. And I said, you guys really? I said, what you're doing? I said, this is just wrong. I said, you know, I don't care if it's your job. Your job isn't to, when your job goes off course and you know morally, you know, moral compass inside that this is wrong, you need to speak up and decide, is this, am I just because you say it's your job? That's not an excuse anymore. We're in different times in our country. It's a lawless thing, lawless society right now, and it's getting worse. And this is where it's got to stop. And it's got to stop with people like them that all of a sudden say, hey, we're not going to do something that we know is wrong.
And you've said for some time, pray for these judges, pray for these people who have families.
Oh, this is really important, everybody. This is important. Everybody pray for the judges, their families, their neighbors. If you're a neighbor, a friend, or a family member of a judge out there, I don't care, any judge, just go to them and encourage them to be judges and to not kick stuff out for that terrible word called standing. Over 100 cases now in the United States have been kicked out. Any evidence, nobody's looked at it, and they kick it out for standing. And that word just means a judge can do that. Any judge can say, you don't have standing. And it's such a weak word, they can kick the can. And when they do that, everybody, then there's judges out there that are bad judges. They accept these cases, and then they will make these crazy rulings, just like the judge in Minneapolis that ruled that they could come out and take my phone. It's disgusting.
I only have a half a minute left, but a lot of people want to know, following up from the Truth Summit, where there are courts now that are actually pending, that you have some hope. Are there courts, a court, Georgia, you know, Arizona, anywhere that still is a possibility?
Yeah, so they kicked the case for standing, but now we're taking it to the Supreme Court in Arizona. Everybody can go on frankspeech.com. Go to the app. Right now, we all need to go there. And all the information's there, everybody. What you can do, how you can be proactive. It says, save my state. Go to there. Save your state. Read what you can do there. Save my county. Go
and by
there.
The way, it changes daily. So go to frankspeech.com often.
Yep,
it's a great resource. I know we got to let you go, Mike. God bless you. We're praying for you.
Yep, thank you. God bless everybody. Bye.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, to call 800-506-9028. There is something we can do. We can support Mike and the team, all of his employees at MyPillow. We're all suffering over this madness.
Some big news. Tucked away in Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act was over $80 billion for the IRS to hire 87,000 new employees. That means thousands of new IRS agents, almost doubling the size of the IRS. Bloomberg reports this means more IRS audits on taxpayers like you. All this week, Rob Schmidt on Newsmax takes on this new IRS army and the dangers to you, your money, and your freedom. Watch Rob Schmidt every night, 6 p.m. Central on Newsmax. He's not afraid to take on big government. Rob exposes their power grab and shows you how to fight back. I watch Newsmax. You should, too. Tune in to Newsmax tonight for Rob Schmidt, plus Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, and a lot more on America's trusted cable news channel. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. And watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets of illegal immigrants Wednesday to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts in the latest move to get the Democrat-run areas away from the southern border to bear some of the responsibility for President Biden's open border policies. Barbara Rush on CBS Boston says the 50 immigrants are all being taken care of.
From what we found out by talking to the people, they're originally from Venezuela. They were flown here. We're not sure what plane brought them here or how they got on a plane to here. They did tell us they came from Texas.
In reality, they were sent from Florida. A tentative agreement to avoid a potential railway strike that threatened to shut down the U.S. economy has been averted. The White House said in a statement that the tentative deal is an important win for our economy and the American people. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Texter says, hey, Scott, I hope the FBI doesn't come for your phone during the eulogy. You're on Mike's contact list. You were in D.C. on the 6th, and you have text messages from patriots.
I saw that. I thought the same thing, man. Yeah.
That'll be next. Now they'll go to everybody who's been in Mike's contact list, and then, you know, come on.
How do you get a warrant for Mike Lindell's phone? I want to know what court says, yeah, let's go and get that because he, what exactly is he doing?
When he's talking about praying for judges, it makes some sense because it's just, this is getting crazy.
It's more of this Saturday Night Live skit every day.
It is.
Unbelievable.
Just, you scratch your head. Somebody just said, I forgot to ask him whether or not he got his food. Poor guy probably didn't even get to eat.
Right?
If he did, it was a cold burger, right?
Didn't even get to eat.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. Anyway, I always forget the money question. Darn it anyway. So we'll come what may, ladies and gentlemen, come what may. But how precious is Mike Lindell in that literally the FBI surrounding his car and he's witnessing to these guys? He's, you know, saying, really, 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 really? This is something you think you need to do? Unbelievable. Hey, we're at Big Iron today celebrating some great egg innovation. 42nd year of Big Iron. And there's a lot to love out here, including our friends from Gateway Building Systems. And Ross Christensen stopping by. Rob's in the ag division at Gateway Building Systems. How you doing, Ross?
I'm doing well, Scott. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Nice to see you.
Absolutely. You too.
So how's the show been for you?
You know, it's not too bad. Today is starting out a little slow this morning, but Tuesday and yesterday were pretty good. We had quite a bit of traffic through our booth and a lot of interest, and we've definitely been busy. There's no doubt about it.
And conversations start here that began the planning process, right?
Yes, and planning is key. You know, this year is pretty much out of the question. We're pretty much booked for the rest of the year being millwright projects, grain bin projects, but now is the time to start planning for 2023 and just got to get out and start talking.
Why is that important?
Just, you know, with the industry as a whole right now, lead times on materials, the pricing of steel right now, just everything's kind of up in the air. You know, one of our bucket elevator manufacturers and conveyor manufacturers that we do a lot of business with, they're out 27 weeks right now.
Ooh.
So just for that fact right there, I mean, they're already into next year. So
is that 27 weeks out because of an enormous amount of demand?
Yes. Availability and demand.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been a crazy year. I mean, look at it. We're already September 15th, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
So
how do you do it at Gateway Building Systems different than anybody else? I know you have the in-house drafters, right?
Yep, we got in-house drafters. We manufacture or make quite a bit of stuff in-house, too. We've got 8 millwright crews that are running around the country between our three store locations in Fergus Falls, West Fargo here, and Jamestown. It's just a lot of stuff that Gateway does on our own, and we don't have to get subcontractors on a site. We handle everything from A to Z, so to speak.
And you mentioned earlier steel pricing.
Yes.
Being a little volatile, shall we say?
Yeah, that'd be a good word for it.
Yeah, yeah. Just trying to get a handle on that. Is there things you can do to offset some of that cost?
You know, not really. I mean, the last month to 2 months, stuff has kind of steadied out a little bit. But, you know, everybody knows as well as I do back in, you know, the middle of 2020 and all of last year, just steel just kept going up. And you know, now it's kind of settled, like I said, the last couple months here, and it's come down a little bit. But, you know, it's just planning. I mean, you just got to kind of stay ahead of the game. Hopefully it'll come back down, but, you know, it probably will over time, but I don't think it'll get back to where it was.
Gateway Building Systems is known for safety and the importance of making sure the protocols are followed and proper use of equipment. Basic knowledge of first aid and CPR. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, safety always comes first. Through personal protective equipment, personal protective equipment. You know, gloves, glasses, hard hats. Safety is number one. You know, as far as when guys are up in the man lifts, we've got a man lift that's 180 feet high, and you want to be tied off in that in case anything would happen. But, you know, our guys all go through training, OSHA training. It's priority number one.
And you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
So when you talk about this, it's a lot more than talk. There's a whole lot of action and a whole lot of projects behind it, right?
Yes, there is.
How many years?
I have been in the ag industry for probably, well, I'm 47, I would say probably over 20 years.
And Gateway Building Systems, 60 years of experience,
yes.
And obviously a great reputation.
Yeah, it's a great business to work for, and yeah.
Anything else you want to tell us, Ross?
Come and visit with us. Start planning for next year. We're here to listen. We're here to help. We can start doing some drafting and designs on upgrading systems, putting in new systems, whatever you want to do. Just come and visit with us, and we'll get our plan for you.
Where are you at Big Iron?
We are over in the Mustang Seeds building, the old Acme building where Acme Tools used to be. We're right in the southeast corner of the building.
Sounds great. Thanks a bunch, Russ. Good to see you.
Thank you.
We are live at Big Iron today for the 42nd annual Big Iron event. Pretty amazing what's going on. Texter says, we got a lot of texts coming in on our question of the day. Deport them all. How? One at a time. Texter says, so should the taxpayers be responsible for paying my mortgage as well? I paid off my student loans. It may have taken me almost 20 years, but they're paid off. I signed a promissory note saying I'd pay them back. Now, because some idiots don't think they're responsible enough to pay back their debts, they signed a note saying they would. All right. There you go. I like the idea of giving the Democrats a taste of their own medicine by making them deal with illegal immigrants, but it's the best thing for America is to stop the flow of illegal immigrants, possible terrorists and drugs at the border. It's been our question of the day here today about whether or not... You think the Kerry Lake approach is right. Kerry Lake is a candidate for governor in Arizona. She said day one, she declares an emergency, declares an invasion, sends the National Guard down immediately to the border to secure the border and stop it right there. Governors Abbott out of Texas, DeSantis out of Florida have said, here's what we should do. We're going to take illegal immigrants. And we're going to bus them to, most recent example, literally the residence, the Naval Observatory that is the residence for Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States. And in the case of course, Texas, they've been sending them to New York City. Big battle going on with Eric Adams there. What's the right approach? We've been asking. You can text us. 701-237 1590 or call us at 258-0550. One of the things we love about Big Iron is innovation. Innovation and great entrepreneurship. And we have two gentlemen here, Joel Jorgensen and Neil Holland from BWR Innovations, that do a powerhouse hydrogen generator and have some backup power with that. Gentlemen, how are you?
Great. Thank you, Scott.
Yes, nice to see you. And tell me a little bit about the clean, carbon-free electrical generator. How do you do this?
Well,
The exhaust is water vapor. It's perfect for indoor use. It's a fuel cell hydrogen generator. Backup power, in fact, our application today here at Big Iron is with solar panel connections. That's from Ben Holson's Home Solar. And so when connected to a SolarC family of solar inverters, provides instant power in the event of a grid failure. And honestly, the only way you'd know that the grid power was lost is either a text message from your app or our app, or one of your neighbors calls you to say, my power is out.
So that's seamless.
Yeah, wow. Seamless. So the powerhouse generator scales to any application. The more power that's needed, you connect additional fuel cell models. Very simple. Three-phase power, if it's needed, you just connect additional inverters. Longer runtime, if that's the case, you just connect larger or more hydrogen tanks. It's essentially zero maintenance, almost no noise, and no emissions. Hydrogen is available from industrial gas suppliers. The technology of hydrogen generators has been proven for decades, has been talked about for so long, and is now becoming commercially available and financially competitive to gas and diesel generators.
What itch are we scratching here, Joel?
So with this fuel cell generator, the hydrogen generator from VWR is providing instant...
Hang on 1 second here, Joel. I'm not hearing you for some reason. Say that again. What's the itch you're scratching?
Well, good morning, kind sir. Thank you for having us on today. So what we're doing with the fuel cell generator is we're providing instant power for those applications, those farmers that cannot lose power at any time. Our Made in America generator is providing power, as Mr. Holland said. If the electrical grid goes down, we switch on immediately. So it's seamless, always on power, so you're never in the dark.
Wow, that is a fascinating innovation. How many places is this working? What kind of demonstration of the technology do you have going?
Right now we're working with Southern California Gas in their hydrogen home. We're demonstrating this with our partners in Dallas, Texas. We are just rolling our product out, taking it from the Midwest to California, to calls, as we had yesterday, to the U.S. Virgin Islands. So this is applicable generation anywhere you want it.
And we're obviously Big Iron, so there's an agriculture component, but what other industries do you find this being popular for?
It can be used in homes, essentially the 4-kilowatt generators used in homes. And we are also have commercial as well as industrial applications. We're also partners with a group out at Grand Farms, which we were at yesterday for a presentation. And
fascinating. It is fascinating. It really is. What does the future look like for this, do you think?
Well, the future, we feel, if we can make a prediction, the farms of the future, the next generation, will very likely produce their own energy and sell that energy like they do their corn as a cash crop. And quite frankly, that makes it very attractive. There's also some tax benefits.
So it goes back on the grid?
Yes.
That additional energy. Wow, yep. Fascinating. Tell me where folks can find out more about this. Joel, you want to tell us where the website or any information, contact information?
We're at BWR Innovations on South University. Our website is bwr-innovations.com.
All right, one more time. That's B like boy, W like Walter, R like Robert.
bwr-innovations.com.
Thanks, gentlemen. Fascinating conversation. See, that's what I love about Big Iron. You're talking about innovation, cutting-edge technology, and a lot of that out here. 42nd annual event. We're live from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Candace Owens tonight. Bismarck Event Center. Tickets still available. Get them at the door tonight. FreedomMattersUSA.com has all the details. Short break. Our final segment from Big Iron after this. Don't go away.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, Bismarck Mandan, Steve Schwann on the team. New Buicks GMCs are arriving daily, but you got to reserve yours like right away, or you don't get one. The all-new 2023 Sierra 1500S are taking orders on those as well. And with that that new inventory arriving, if you don't have your name on one, you might want to look at one of the over 75 pre-owned certified trucks and SUVs and vehicles they've got clearly marked on the lot to sell. And remember, lifetime of protection, no extra cost. Your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC. SchwannBuickGMC.com or call them 701-214-6372.
All right, Kev, 8 hours and 11 minutes. Candace Owens on the stage, Bismarck Event Center. So we're talking about Freedom Matters USA for ticket information. There are still tickets available, and you can get those at the door tonight. Cody Cashman is here, CEO of Big Iron.
I know that guy.
And the Red River Valley Fair. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
So how's the show been?
Oh, phenomenal. I mean, perfect weather. I mean, even rain last night to make it even better today. You know? So it's been a dream come true. You know, really.
It feels like Big Iron has sort of shook off all the COVID stuff and the, is it on, is it not on kind of the...
It's funny. The first day, I had a lot of vendors come up to me and say, it's back. You know, it's back. You know, because, last 2 years were good. But this year it does. I mean, we're more full than we've ever been. We've got more vendors. We've really spread out. There's a lot more walking involved. So if you come, you know, plan on getting a golf cart or if you like walking, it's great. But it's a huge show. It's a huge show.
Huge show in geography and huge show in the amount of iron and the innovation and everything else.
Yeah, we got, it's big and there's a lot of iron around here, so the name is fitting. So it's impressive what has been out here. And, I mean, the governor came out. I met the governor, and he came out, checked it out. We've had a lot of politicians out here checking it out because I think a lot of them haven't had the opportunity or haven't seen it or don't realize how big of a deal it is. And they see all these big companies out here that are essentially supporting this area. It's great to have that. And so we're just fortunate enough to have the community that we have here. The farmers come out, they support these vendors, and likewise the vendors support us, the fair, you know, the Agricultural Association. So it's great. It's the circle of life, if you will.
You have a big vision for the Red River Valley Fair, and that includes, just incredible entertainment budget and and talent that has come. What's next for Big Iron?
So Big Iron, honestly, next year I'd like to see if we can do some concerts or something, do something different there, bring in construction equipment and actually have a demo area for construction equipment, because if you know any of these farmers, they all do their own construction too. I mean, they're putting in drain tiles sometimes themselves. They need those track loaders and things of that nature. So we thought it'd be kind of neat to add construction to Big Iron, and we have a great location. We actually call it the Bobcat lot, because Bobcat comes out corporate and does all their testing for all of their equipment here year round, and it's already dug up, and it's a perfect location. It's about 4 acres of perfect area for these demos. And so talking to some of the folks at John Deere, there's a chance that they might come back from RDO and maybe do some displays with us and try to collaborate with some of the new technology. Titan has already committed to doing the displays again next year and bringing in some of their new stuff for the autonomous grain cart. So I think a lot of it's, and drones. We're going to have more drones and more than ever. I mean, that seems to be the future. I don't know if you saw the NDSU has their weed bot here. That thing is really cool. It takes a picture, it goes down a line, and it finds the weeds and it sprays them. Precisely. I mean, that's the future. It's amazing what we have. A weed bot. Some people might not understand that name, so it actually kills weeds.
Right, yeah. No, don't get any wrong ideas there. It's not about legalizing a certain product. This is about killing weeds.
That's right, killing them.
Not a robot, a weed bot. Yeah. What's next year's fair looking like?
Next year's fair is going to be a home run. Obviously weather, permitting, but we've got a budget that's compares with the Iowa State Fair, bigger than Minnesota State Fair. I mean, it's as big as it gets. This is the largest budget in the Midwest, hands down. And I say that with a lot of confidence, but it's also risky what we're doing. It's absolutely a stab in the dark. We think that we have the population base and the support from the local community to have these large events and large concerts, because we know just over the last 2 years, if you build it, they will come.
So, any idea on the names yet?
Oh, come on now. I can't tell you that. But I do have a long list.
Just a little bit of a hint?
I don't give out hints because I don't have anything confirmed. If I had one confirmed, I would give you a hint. But I don't have anything confirmed yet. All I know is that we have a very, very solid plan. And we're going to have pop, we're going to have country, we're going to have rock. We might even throw a comedian there. We really, and a kid's show, we really want to have the variety for everybody because, yes, we set a record last year. But the only thing that bothers me the most is the fact that, there's 300,000 people within a 50-mile radius. How do I get them all? I want all of them here. And that's something
variety.
I've got.
Yep.
Right, variety.
Yep.
So
what does it cost for a top-name town now, the biggest names touring?
Biggest names? Yeah. I mean, you're talking $1.5 to $2 million for these guys. And
wow.
So if I want to bring in something bigger than Tim McGraw, that's what it's going to cost. And the board has been so supportive of this, and I'm not saying that just because our board president's standing right over here, but I'm saying it because they actually have said go, go, go. We've hit the ground running ever since COVID pretty much was over, and it seems to be a huge success. We're growing. We spent, before I got here, 2019, the ad budget or the concert budget was only $350,000. And then the year after, convinced the board to go at $800,000. We did. We killed it. This past year, we did $1.6 million. Same. Killed it. So the board committed to $2.6 million. To spend on concerts.
More than the Minnesota State Fair.
Absolutely. Well, we're twice that amount because we have a company that came in with us that offered to double the budget. So we're actually $5.2 million. So we went from $350,000 to $5.2 million, and we plan on having the best shows possible for everybody here. They earned it. This place is great.
That's fantastic, and that'll be at the Red River Valley Fair. Of course, same place where Big Iron is held in West Fargo. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Cody Cashman, CEO of Big Iron, our guest. We're out of time after three wonderful days out here, folks. Tomorrow, from Jim the Flagpole Guy's brand new location in Mandan behind Kiss Livestock, stop by and say hi. God bless. Bye-bye.
If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th, presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.